ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
We're back live from San Francisco. My name is Allison Klein, and this is Intel Chip Chat. We've been recording all day at the Open Data Center Alliance Solution Provider Summit. And for our final interview, we brought in a ringer, Mark Lesher, Technology Solutions Director from EMC. Mark, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much.
So obviously, we're at the Open Data Center Alliance Cloud event. Obviously, you must have something to do with cloud computing at EMC. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Okay. Yes, again, my name is Mark Lesher. I'm in the Cloud Infrastructure Solutions Group of EMC. We're a solutions organization that specifically focuses on how do we actually build things that customers want. And that actually kind of leads to how we get tied into the ODCA, because obviously the objective of the ODCA is really defining what the end user requirements are and then helping provide those to the solution providers.
So a big week for EMC this week. Obviously, we're here for the Intel Developer Forum event on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you guys are a gold sponsor this year.
Yes, we are. Actually, it's funny because I was actually here last year. It was 2 days after EMC announced that we were joining the ODCA as the solution provider.
I remember that.
We were the only group on the floor from EMC, you know, stuck in, you know, actually we had to get hosted by the data center group because we didn't even have a place on the floor. But the feedback that we got both from, you know, the ODCA as well as even just the forum itself, you know, really helped galvanize internally within EMC that, you know, the IDF is really, you know, something that we need to be participating on. And this year we've got quite a crew here.
Yeah, you put a lot of muscle behind this. I see 4 different sessions from EMC, a very compelling demo on distance migration and secure cloud onboarding. I know that you're all over the, you know, the various receptions and different things that we've got going on at the event. What are you most excited about for IDF?
Well, I have to admit, I'm a little bit biased. My team's been focusing on long distance migration for a couple years now. We did a technology preview last year. You know, this year with some of the new technologies that we're bringing to the table as well as partners, you know, we're at a point where we actually have something that we're very excited about, you know, building out secure clouds for customers. So I have to admit, I kind of have a little bit of a preference on the secure live migration story. You know, we're here to demo it. You know, we'll have it on the floor at the data center group. We actually got, you know, a large set of equipment to actually demonstrate end-to-end how, you know, live migration works between data centers. But to be fair to the rest of EMC, I think, you know, there's going to be quite a show over at the EMC booth, you know, where we're looking to highlight, you know, a couple different major areas. You know, I think in general, there's a lot of excitement on the EMC side.
So in the interviews that today, I've got to say that distance migration has come up more than I think any other topic. Why is that such a hot topic in cloud right now?
I think because it's really kind of, you know, presaging, you know, what enterprises and what customers are doing. You know, as we see the cloud and we see cloud adoption, you know, we're seeing 2 major vectors. You've got the private enterprises that are really looking how they can leverage their own data centers and their own resources more effectively. And that's by creating internal private clouds, collecting them into, you know, distance extended clouds, and really bringing it in-house. At the same time, you know, we're seeing a lot of enterprises that are looking at partnerships. How do I work with service providers? How do I work with public clouds? And that's driving another, you know, parallel set of requirements. And some of the commonality between both those requirements is the ability to move workloads dynamically for migration, for cloud bursting, and long-distance migration is all about that.
So tell me a little bit about why this is of importance to EMC. Most people equate EMC with storage. I mean, I almost think that EMC in a lot of people's minds is storage. Why would why would workload migration be the thing for focus in terms of secure cloud onboarding? And I know that you guys have been taking a broader view on what your role is in the cloud. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd actually say it really kind of falls into the greater EMC. I think, you know, a lot of enterprises are familiar with EMC at the storage level. I think even a lot of them are very familiar with the work that we do around data mobility. A lot of it came out of data replication for disaster recovery. And, you know, if you think about that, that was sort of the precursor to cloud, you know, the ability to back up from data center A to data center B. But then as we look at how virtualization has impacted, you know, the infrastructure that we have out there today, and EMC does have a very strong relationship with VMware.
Yeah.
So that kind of ties into a lot of what we do from a technology base, but also coupled with some of the other EMC environments and assets, such as what we do in RSA around security, and what we do with some of the other acquisition areas in the storage and in the virtualization space, we're really looking at trying to really bring all those assets together. You know, so not only can I replicate data at the infrastructure level, but how do I manage it at a virtualization layer with VMware, but also how do I look at security with RSA and around compliance management so I can actually talk to my end users and talk to my auditors about how not only are we moving data, but we're moving it in a secure fashion.
So Mark, you're the guy to talk to this question that I often think about. Seems like even if we can do all of that, the network becomes a major bottleneck at long distances. How do we address that long term? And, you know, where do we, how do we manage data from a standpoint of distributed data centers when we just don't have the bandwidth to push data around?
So, I mean, the network is obviously critical to this. And, you know, the speed of light is another governing factor that we live with in the storage world. You can't seem to beat the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a couple things that look at is really, you know, how are some of the technologies coming to play that allow us to make better use of distance, make better use of network? Obviously, we're all familiar with, you know, compression technologies and network compression. And I think that's done a lot over the last couple of years in improving, you know, the ability of what we can do on the networks. At the same time, you know, we're seeing the pipes get bigger and the pipes, you know, becoming more prevalent. And the cost of networking going down, but still a gating factor. But moving forward, I think we're really looking forward to some of the capabilities that software-defined networks will give us in ways around how we can optimize network data flows. You know, I need to be careful about, you know, taking my single pipe between data centers and putting a backup on it and killing all the applications. You know, as we look at the role that software-defined networks will play in there, we'll be able to burst technologies and burst workloads, you know, but in a controlled fashion that'll allow us to optimize those network links.
Do you think we can do that as fast as the data is growing?
Well, that's a fun question. You know, we're in some ways we're always chasing our tails in that respect. But you know, I think there are a lot of ways that people are looking at how do I innovate applications, how do I more, you know, leverage some of the technologies, and how do I, you know, limit some of the requirements. You know, from our perspective, we look at cache coherency. You know, with what we do with, you know, Access Anywhere and our VPlex capabilities, you know, to decrease the amount of actual traffic over the network at any point in time and extend the capabilities that we can provide. So I think there's a lot of things that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the network is ultimately still a critical part of that growth, yes.
Do you think that that's influencing how customers choose to select the workloads that they are going to migrate to a public cloud or things that they're going to keep local management of keeping certain applications that have need for access to large data stores local?
I think that ultimately has to play into there. You know, you really can't move a terabyte database, you know, off to a service provider for an ad hoc query and then bring it back in. So I think there's going to be a lot of focus as to, you know, first of all, you know, what resources can I really leverage in the public cloud? Mm-hmm. And analytics may be one of those, you know, which is a good example of a data set move. But, you know, I think there's going to have to be some, you know, discussion and decisions around, you know, where will the data reside? Some cases, we have regulatory issues. You know, we can't move data set outside of our data center. We can't move it across boundaries. And there's some technologies that will help us there from a control perspective. But I think ultimately, you know, we'll see users make decisions based on their data, their requirements around, you know, do I in fact move data and put it on a third-party site?
When you look at the technologies that EMC is bringing to market, what is the thing that you're most excited to see or the area that you think is going to get the most attention from a standpoint of the customer response?
Well, I mean, I'm probably saying the cloud would be a little bit too generic.
Maybe.
You know, I think it really is, you know, some of the key underpinnings for the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the data movement aspect is a critical one for us, and, you know, I think we bring a lot to bear there. But a lot of our focus, and if you look on the floor, we'll talk about big data in the cloud, you know, which is around analytics and how do I do, you know, large workload movements through the cloud, but, you know, how do I leverage that from an analytics perspective? There's a lot of talk around security and secure data centers. So, I mean, there's really, you know, four or five areas that EMC kind of views as core to our technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one is around the storage virtualization. Another one is around, you know, the big data aspect. Another is around virtualization with VMware. And fourth one around security. those are probably the four areas I would think that EMC is, you know, looking to really make an impact on the cloud.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, Mark, I'm glad that you came by today. I've got one more question for you. When you look at all of these different areas, obviously, we can't get into it on the show, but there's probably a wealth of data that EMC has put out on the on your websites and different places to educate the customer audience about what you've got. Where would you point folks to in terms of getting the next level of data about the products that you've talked about? And what would you suggest in terms of a path for getting folks' hands wet if they're interested in some of the distant migration technologies that you've talked about?
Actually, a couple of things. You know, from where can I find out more information? Well, a good place to always start is emc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, company and product related stuff, but there's also a solution area where you can actually look and get a lot of in-depth discussion more around the use cases, the cloud technologies, the big data discussions. And I think there's a lot of great information there. There's also a lot of information on the web. EMC publishes sites, you know, all about VMware on EMC. So there's quite a few websites out there all about Microsoft, you know, that are publicly accessible that we have a lot of in-depth technical contributors to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another good source of information for people.
Fantastic. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Always interesting to see what EMC has going on. Have a great week at IDF and enjoy the rest of the day at the Open Data Center Alliance Solutions Summit.
Great. And if you happen to be in town, please stop by at the EMC booth or over in the data center booth and come take a look.
Well, I'll be definitely checking out that distance migration demo. I've heard a lot about it and wanted to take a look at it myself.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
And with that, we're wrapping our first day of live casts at the Intel Developer Forum and Open Data Center Alliance Solutions Summit. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with another series of episodes and hope you tune in. We'll be featured on the Blog Talk Radio's homepage all week, so you can check out and see what the lineup is for tomorrow and hope you decide to join us.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.